This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum and ThisPipeLife.com. We thank them for their support of this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD.
Hey, Bo. Good evening, dude.
Good evening, man.
I always feel so happy to have you back. You know, you go out of these on these major adventures all over the country and sometimes the world. And man, went and visited some great friends and, of course, family up in the Midwest. And,
absolutely,
dude. Yeah. We got you back.
I'm back
drinking the hoodoo. Got your beard core shirt on. It just feels good to have you right where you're supposed to be.
I'm telling you, and actually, you know, it feels appropriate wearing the beard core after I have so recently, like, you know, hugged beard core. Like these arms are within a 48-hour period have been around the actual beard core.
You haven't washed them, have you?
No, why would you?
I forgot you don't bathe.
No,
that's not a thing.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes you got to. Sometimes you got to. But no.
Depends on if it's dating.
But absolutely, Matt. So it's great kind of getting out, but always good coming home. We've got actually some great stuff happening here in the hometown. Of course, we've got the Jackson Pipe Night that's coming up pretty soon in October.
Dude, it's exciting. We finally announced our Jackson Pipe Night, which we will be featuring, of course, the Slow Smoke competition. That's going to be on October 28th. So October 28th, that's late October, Saturday. That evening, we'll have food, strong drinks, live music, just all the things we come to expect at Jackson Pipe Night. That'll be right here at the Country Squire, sponsored by, of course, the Squire and the Magnolia Pipe Club. And our Slow Smoke competition this year will feature a blend we have not determined yet. But it'll be forthcoming.
Oh,
and then
snap.
You'll be able to come by and get your tobacco to practice up and all that kind of stuff. So, man, we're excited. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. We like to go ahead and get that date out relatively early so people can start planning their schedules
that's
and all
right,
that kind
that's
of stuff.
That's right. Get to training, get on the tracks.
That's right.
You
that's
know,
right.
Hit the machines.
Hit the old machines and, just get ready.
Get the team to make weight.
Try to build the calluses up on your tongue.
Right.
I think that's more probably, you know, appropriate.
That's right.
But, man, it's going to be great. So October 28th here at the Country Squire in Jackson.
It's going to be fun. And, listeners, longtime listeners will know the last 2 years that we've done the Pipe Night here, I've been able to live stream
them. You live streamed it, right?
Yeah, yeah, we did it from Periscope the first year. I think we did Facebook Live the next year. I'm not sure which one it'll be, but stay tuned on all the social media channels as we get closer to it. And if I'm not mistaken, I think both these last 2 years, regardless of which service it went live on, I was able to upload the video to YouTube. So people have been able to see me get moderately better year over year. And so I'll have to go back and review to figure out.
I'm glad as one of the judges that I actually can't compete anymore.
Well, I know you are. Because we know about
because
we know the
now
truth.
You've gotten to the point now where like you would. You would beat me on a consistent basis. Well, you have beat
I was about
me.
To say.
I think it would happen on a consistent basis. But which is nice. I'm sure Mrs. York loves this because that means that you've learned to keep your pipe lit long enough in order to keep your mouth shut. I think that the adult pacifier thing is working. You know, it's not really lost on you.
Well, you know,
that's great.
It is something when you go home and you go like, oh, babe, I'm going to long smoke competition. It's going to be great. And then you come home 15 minutes later and she's like, well, what happened? That's no good.
Oh, yeah. I swear that never happened.
Right. Well, 1 in 5. But anyway,
right.
So one out of the way or the other, that's going to be a blast. So be sure to join us for that. Again, that's going to be October 28th here in the Country Squire. If you've ever wanted to make a trip to Jackson, that sounds like a fun time to do it.
Of course, a good reason to go to Fort Worth is the Texas Pipe Show.
Pew, pew, pew. Get on, little
dogies. October 7th at Pop Safari Room in Fort Worth, Texas. We're really excited about that. Country Squire Radio, of course, is one of the sponsors for that. We'll be doing the blend for their Slow Smoke competition. We're excited about that. Details to come there. But I think it's going to be great. I think booths are still available. Is that right?
That sounds right, and we'll be corrected if it's wrong. But one way or the other, check it out.
Carvers are first come, first serve on the carvers. I think if you are a pipe carver, you get your booth for free. And then they've got availability thereafter for people that make accessories and other goods as well. So, but anyway, we're really excited to be there and get fired up. That's first. Saturday, I believe, in October.
Oh, it's going to be a blast, and it's coming up quick is the thing.
This time of year always flies, right? So we get kind of, the fall's going to be busy, the fall's going to be busy, and then you're in November.
Yeah, seriously. And then it's like the turkey's being served. I'm like, wait, what just happened?
What? No, like, did I just black out? What happened? Like,
I got to tell you, man, we do, you know, obviously it's going to be a blast and we will be on site, but I do think some sort of official Country Squire Radio meetup, either pre-show or post-show.
Yeah, we'll do some. We'll be there for a couple nights, well, I guess.
You know, so. I think it just makes sense to me that since we will be in the great state of Texas, deep in the heart of Texas.
It is a great state.
And since we will be enjoying some pipe tobacco. Of course, you know, the pipe shows are known for the pipes. They're also known for the pipe tobacco. Texas, known for barbecue. It just seems... It seems to me.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to wriggle this conversation in that direction.
Always, every time.
You know, look. I mean, no. At some point, we'll have a barbecue
Country Squire Radio meetup in Texas. That is the time.
No, I'm just saying. You know, the logistics might make it difficult. At this point, I'm just pulling out any excuse to not do it.
I'm telling you. Dragging, kicking, and screaming. We'll get to that.
I mean, we love our pairing episodes. Squire Selects are great, but. But barbecue and pipe tobacco. Man.
All right.
We'll see what the future. Maybe we'll get desperate, and that'll just happen. You know,
aren't we?
Oh, but aren't we?
Oh man. All right. So you know, we got obviously these great things coming up in the future here. But this last past week was a very eventful one.
Yeah.
In the lives of yourself, myself, the listeners listening at home and abroad, and I'm talking, of course, because. Because not only this last past week did we have one Country Squire Radio listener meetup, we also had two Country Squire Radio listener meetups.
We had two.
In two different sides of the country.
That's right.
Simultaneously. So, ladies and gentlemen, as announced last episode, we had in one amazing night the GR versus Mississippi CSR meetup 2017.
Ow! And the trophy goes to...
Oh, it's us. It's the Grand Rapids.
GR1. GR, right, yeah. Right. GR, this is what's great. You know, we had a local event here right in Jackson. There's a neighborhood we live in, both Bo and I do, and they have a street festival each week, and I was like, let's use this as an excuse to get
each
folks
year.
Together. And, yeah, each year. and, you know, let's get folks together. You know, we'll go out there, smoke our pipes, be visible pipe smokers amongst these thousands of people, drink craft beer, and, you know, get... wave through the Mississippi humidity, which is basically abuse, and then after that we'll go back to the porch, you know, at my house, and sit on the porch and stay up late drinking Boodles and other sundries and smoking pipes, and that's what we did, man. It was great. But our you know, we had a nice turnout, but it wasn't the Grand Rapids turnout.
Well, you know, the thing is about the good folks, the listeners up in Grand Rapids, is they know a thing or two about a couple of things, and not the least of which is fine tobacco.
That's right.
They've
That's
got
right.
some great tobacco up there. In fact, we were gifted by the Grand Rapids, the Furniture City Pipe Society.
That's right.
Their club blend, their 2017 club blend, Double Fudge Brownie.
That stuff is so good.
Oh, and my gosh.
Yeah, right after Chicago, y'all may have heard me mention this. Of course, our good friend Eric up there at Indian River, you know, was part of the group. He collaborated with... a couple other folks. No, actually, I forget the gentleman who's this was the brainchild of a gentleman in that group. I forget his name. And if someone from Furniture City is listening and could tweet that in, we'd love to pub his name. But he worked directly with Eric to make this blend. It's got a ton of perique in it, but it's not harsh at all. This is a really great savory, rich, semi sweet blend. It's just really, really nice.
Yeah. I absolutely loved it, man. I was able to sample a few tobaccos while I was up there, but. That one was definitely a standout, and like I said, they were kind enough to gift us a little goodie bag.
Such a good tobacco. That pipe club, the Furniture City Pipe Society, of course, in that part of the world, it's one of the I think just most dynamic pipe clubs in the United States. We hear about it regularly through different avenues, and of course, have several good friends that are up there. And the Midwest, of course, just has such a strong pipe smoking tradition. These guys are, you know, do a lot of things with, you know, the other surrounding pipe clubs. They've got mm-hmm. Paul's Pipe Shop right down the road, and you know, these are people that are all into the culture, and so we're proud to have a lot of friends there.
Absolutely, doing a great job out there. Shout out, by the way, to Eric as well, who is kind enough to host us at
great guy,
Indian River Tobacco Traders out there.
Just hoping to get up there next year. You know, I really want to get up there next year. That's kind of a goal of mine.
All right, man,
is to do that. Yeah. So
can help me survive the in-laws. That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah, no, it'd be fun. Right. All right, so we'll bring the Southern shenanigans to the Midwest.
All right, so we do have
I'm sure they'll appreciate it.
in as much as we can. All right, so let's just break this down real quick, because these were the tenets in which it was going to be determined as to who brought it, although you've pretty much conceded at this point. Quality of pizza served. Did you have pizza?
False.
Did you have any kind of food?
We had food truck food, which included pig and grits, which is pulled pork and grits. It wasn't very good, okay. Although the idea is great, yeah. Right? The idea is great. There was also some ribs being served, various other things, and lots of hot dogs.
Oh, all right.
Depending on your pizza, this could go either way.
Okay, so let me tell you what we had, because we did not have pizza. We had homemade goods brought by one Beard Core. Yes, he made no. He made bacon wrapped shrimp.
This is not even
instead
fair.
Of shrimp, it was sausage. So it was bacon wrapped little sausages.
So why would you even mention shrimp in the title of the dish?
I was trying to make it classy. It's delicious. It's absolutely delicious. He also made this like bread recipe that was like smothered in this amazing like Gouda cheese.
That's
and
great.
It was insane. He kept on insisting that like underneath the cheese, the bread was sliced.
Right.
But it's like you had to flip it over just because the cheese was just so dense. And
it was there.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
man,
that's okay. So point probably goes to the Michigan Grand Rapids
Club. I think
Club,
so. Right. Right. Amount of beverages. Now I know at your house, you know, you got a full stock.
Yeah, we could probably compete here. Yeah, we went through two bottles of gin, a bottle of whiskey, a bottle of wine, and countless Shiner Bocks.
Oh, snap. Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Fair point. Yeah. We had a couple of bottles of wine.
Okay.
Beard Core did bring a two very hard to get beers.
Okay.
One of which I had and was delicious. But I think probably the show stopping number is we actually had a bottle of homemade coffee liqueur that one of the guys he'd actually made. Yeah, they do this annual Big Lebowski night. and one of the dudes he makes this. I mean, he walked us through like this recipe and everything else. And I mean, you could tell he puts a lot of time and effort into it, and it was delicious. And it was kind of the coffee liqueur they use for the Caucasians that he likes to drink on the Big Lebowski.
That's great. Yeah, it's great.
That was delicious. But in terms of quantity, it sounds like
we won.
That one. Yep. All right, tobacco variations.
Basically, everything that was smoked on my porch was non-aromatic.
Oh, well, we had more variation then.
That's, and if it's variations, then you probably win.
But I got a hard time on, like, I walk in there.
Right.
Look, I'm telling you, man, those Grand Rapids folks, they don't mess around. They're like, oh, here comes Mr. Aromatic.
These are real pipe smokers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But we got you on that one. And then crazy photos. I saw, like, maybe one, and it looked very tame.
No, it was unfortunately tame.
All right. Yeah. Well, ours was pretty tame, but we did have a lot of selfies, so I think we got you on that.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Overall, look, I think the points go to the Grand Rapids Country Squire Radio Pipe Meetup, and we concede, we're humble about it, but next year.
Oh, you know what's kind of fun? This is the last thing I'll mention about it, but Eric mentioned to me that when we review tobaccos, whenever we have tobacco talk episodes, if he's got the tobacco on hand in the shop, he'll put up a sign that says, you know, as seen on Country Squire Radio.
Oh, dude, that's cool.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I like that.
Isn't that cool?
I like that. That's great.
Anyway.
That's great.
All right, well, big thanks to everybody who was able to show up. Such a blast. But, you know, all right, one last thing. I know I said that, but I got to mention this. This last past 2 years, I think 3 years, honestly, that we've had the meetup, it has been on the birthday of two guys in Grand Rapids who show up to the meetup on their birthday.
On their birthday.
Now, here's the fun thing.
Oh, gone.
They're both named Scott. The Scots come for their birthdays, man. Like, you know, I love it.
That's great.
One of which, of course, Scott Elve, who's gifted us pipes in the past.
You know, it's funny. I was actually going through my pipe collection the other day, just kind of doing some organizing and cleaning and stuff. And I found this beautiful olive pipe that he had made a couple of years ago. It really reminded me to be sure to reach back out to him and thank him for that pipe. So,
man, his work has gotten really fantastic. I took a picture of one of his pipes that he had with him that was just really, really cool. And, you know, it's one of my favorite things about the meetup is seeing his work. He's got it this like leather bound like a book, like this. I mean, I it looks like this huge like Bible, like ancient Bible essentially, with all kinds of sketches of the pipes that he's working on, and then just also some of his artwork, and just a fantastic artist, man. I love what Scott does.
That's cool. I'd love to get to see him again someday.
Well, so here's the thing, man. When it comes down to it, the reason I was in Grand Rapids in the first place is because, of course, to visit the in-laws and get a chance, the kids get to see their grandparents, my wife wife gets to see her parents. It's a real special time. But also, what I love to do is I love to go fishing. You know, specifically fly fishing. I never get a chance to go fly fishing here. And there's a little spot in Rockford, Michigan. I actually shot some videos this time around, and I was able to enjoy my pipe, got out there, actually had some white rose with me that I was smoking and enjoying. It does attract bees, by the way.
White rose does?
Yeah, yeah, because the flowers.
Oh, the honey. Right, yeah, yeah. No, that's good.
Not really. But so here's the deal. I think
you're the one that attracts the bees because you haven't bathed in a week.
No, it's because I'm so sweet. I thought that's where you were going.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So I was out there. I was enjoying it. Enjoying this white rose because I had brought a good little amount to share with the folks for the meetup. And I'd had a good half of it packed in this little Captain America, a little pouch that I had.
Captain America tobacco pouch.
So if you've ever gone fly fishing, you know the best way to get out there is to literally get out there, put the waders on, get out into the water and start casting. And that way you have no interruptions with trees around you, and you can do some fun stuff in the middle of the water that's rushing towards you. And, you see a lot of fishing vests and everything with all the various pockets to store your various fishing.
Yeah, you
equipment.
See all the people with the little stuff stuck all over their within their hats and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. The more pockets, the better. Well, so the reason, of course, is because not only do you carry your fishing gear, but for me, I carry my pipe, my lighter, my tobacco, everything on me.
Right.
Well, so here's the deal. I start wading into
Now I see where this is going. I was like, why on earth are we getting a play-by-play of Bo's fishing expedition?
But now
I see where this is going. That's
so
great.
I was smoking my pipe, and of course, we have literally done episodes on how to smoke your pipe while you're fishing. And I did well. I did everything that I was supposed to and did not lose my pipe.
However,
I stored my pipe tobacco in my lowest of pockets in my vest. And of course, I'm a short guy. Yeah. You know, we're hobbits out here.
Yeah.
And so as I was wading into the water and it started lapping up against me, I'm like, oh, don't worry, Captain America is going to protect my tobacco.
False.
Not the case, man. I got.
Oh, we found like a weak spot for him. Man.
Well, when he throws his mighty shield, all those that oppose his shield must yield. But apparently he threw a shield, and so therefore the tobacco must yield. So one way or the other, I came out with soggy white rose, which is just the most egregious, tragic
soggy
thing.
Rose. That's nasty.
Oh, it was gross.
That's like, I mean, the Lancasters basically win at that point.
You know, the sad thing is I did try to dry it and smoke it.
Did you really?
It didn't go very well.
Mixed with like fish water or whatever, that's just foul.
All right, so here's what happens. It's all said and done. I've lost. I've cried over
We're getting to our topic, right?
Getting to the topic here. I've cried over my soggy, wet tobacco, and I now find myself no offense to Rockford, which is a beautiful town, but essentially Nowheresville, Michigan. You know, I'm sure
Nowheresville, any state.
I'm sure there is a great pipe tobacco shop somewhere there, but at this point, my phone is dead. I don't know anybody.
There may not be.
I don't have a means of like getting around. I'm in more waiters, and all that is around me is a gas station.
Right.
And so I have to ask myself the question.
Right.
Do I not smoke my pipe while I'm fly fishing?
Right.
Or do I go to the gas station?
And take a chance.
Well, I was going to say dumpster dive, but yes. Because
right.
You have to understand, only have ever smoked like premium pipe tobacco.
Exactly.
In my entire, I didn't have my, Captain Black, going to the
you're experiencing, going to Walgreens at your very first and going getting the Captain Black and trying to, figure out pipe tobacco. You started with the good stuff, right?
I started with the
good
stuff.
You started with the single malt. Yeah.
I was going to the boutique stores, man. I've been, riding the high life this entire time. This is the first time I had to get down there with the,
diving.
Well,
okay, so that kind of leads us to, we thought this would be fun to explore because this was kind of something that presented Bo a challenge. But also on my side of the counter, we hear this a lot at the shop. We'll have people go out of town and they'll say something like, they'll come in first thing Monday morning, right? I open at 10 o'clock Monday morning. I get here at 10. They're waiting outside and have been waiting for 20 minutes. And I'm like, it's this old man who just got back from a trip or something, and he's sweating bullets because, he went out of town and he didn't pack enough Cherokee. Or he didn't pack enough Black Arrow, or he didn't pack enough, Orlick Golden Sliced, or something like that, and he had to, as you say, dumpster dive. He had to go to.
Shouldn't have said that.
No, I think we should own it. I think we should own it and run with
all right,
it.
All right.
But he had to go to a go to some five and dime thrift store somewhere, the Piggly Wiggly or whatever,
right.
and get whatever tobacco they had there, and that was what he had to do for a couple of days, and so you see the sense of relief when finally. The the doors of his tobacconist opens. And and this could be said too for other folks that maybe you mail order your tobacco and you didn't order it soon enough, and so you're at the bottom of your bag and you're like, man, I've got two bowls of this luxury Navy Flake left. Am I gonna have to go to Safeway and see if they've got something stuck under the counter? Like am I gonna have to do that? Yeah. And so we kind of thought we'd talk about, you know, tobacco to buy either when you're in the middle of nowhere or when you're in a pinch.
Like, what are you going to do in a pinch?
Yeah.
What
are you going to do in a pinch? Yeah. So anyway, obviously we've got the idea where no tobacco shops are available. Maybe you're in an area that you're just not familiar with or whatever. But this happens more than you might think. As I mentioned, folks, you know, they'll go out of town and kind of have this deal where they get stuck. You know, a lot of folks in Jackson as well. Our shop is closed on Sunday. And so, like all things that are closed on Sunday, including things like Chick-fil-A, the day you most want Chick-fil-A is on Sunday. And for a lot of folks, the day they most want the Country Squire is on Sunday, and we're just not open Sunday. And they can't get here, and so it's this big mess. And so when I see them Monday morning, they want to, you know, kiss me on the face because it's this rapturous event. So anyway, so you're stuck with this tobacco that you'll get, and so we're going to talk about it. Now, this is going to be kind of fun because there's a few different ways we can look at this, right? Are you getting the tobacco just to get you through, okay? Is this, you know, just assuming you're just going to go buy some tobacco and you're going to be like, man, I'm going to just have to smoke this until, you know, next Tuesday, and then I'm going to throw it away? Or are you going to try to get something that maybe you'll, you know, enjoy-ish and you know, maybe can use in other ways as well?
It's like your relief hitter. Right.
Yeah, you know, that's right. Yeah, I mean, it's got a place in your rotation, so you might keep it back and maybe use it for some other things. Maybe you'll blend with it or, you know, something like that.
You put it on the bench. You know, just it rests on the bench.
All right, so I want to introduce, we're going to introduce something tonight, Bo. I'm really excited about this.
Oh,
I haven't told Bo about this, but but we're going to introduce a new grading system. And this is just for over-the-counter pipe tobaccos, okay? So the new proprietary Country Squire Radio grading system for over-the-counter
pipe tobaccos.
Okay, this is it's called the hamster scale, okay? This is called the hamster scale.
The hamster scale.
It's the proprietary grading system of Country Squire Radio for over-the-counter tobaccos. It's the hamster scale.
All right.
And the hamster scale is incredibly useful because, you know, with over-counter tobaccos, of course, you know, some of them are the most storied tobaccos in history. We've got, you know, things like Prince Albert, Carter Hall, Sir Walter Raleigh. Some of these tobaccos might be fine on their own, and others really are only useful as lining the bottom of your hamster cage. And so the hamster scale becomes very useful because on the low end we've got, you know, the one hamster and two hamster rated tobaccos.
Okay,
these are tobaccos that you know, are decent tobaccos. You know, they might have standing in their own right. The five, you know, four and five hamster rated tobaccos. These are tobaccos that are going to absorb a lot of hamster refuse.
I gotcha. So the higher they are on the hamster scale,
that's right,
the more they're likely to end up in the hamster cage.
In the hamster cage.
Gotcha.
That's exactly right.
Right.
So we're really excited tonight to announce the proprietary Country Squire Radio over-the-counter grading system for tobacco.
I'm excited, man.
This is good. Anyway, so we've got a few options. Let's say, you know, let's just kind of break it up, I think, on the front end. If you are a aromatic smoker, right? So you go into the gas station or the five and dime or the, you know, whatever, and you're like, okay, I'm an aromatic smoker or I'm a non-aromatic smoker. So what are some of your options here, okay? Now, the tobaccos we're going to talk about tonight, this is not like an exhaustive list. Obviously, there's just as many over-the-counter tobacco as there are, you know, tin tobaccos or house blends like we have at our shop. But these are just some of the ones that you might find kind of readily available, and ones that either we recommend or we just think are worth noting.
All right.
And so the first one I want to mention, if you're out and about.
Have we stressed enough how this is not a Squire Select?
That's right. Okay. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Right.
Right.
The first one I'll mention for our aromatic smokers, if you're out and about and you can't find any, or you're out of your tobacco and want something that isn't going to make your tongue, what does Jim Gaffigan say? Melt like one of the insides of those Hot Pockets, you know?
Pod Podcast.
Yeah, and so the first one I would recommend you maybe take a look at is Captain Black Dark.
All right.
So Captain Black, of course, Captain Black is the best-selling pipe tobacco in the country. I mean, hands down, premium or not premium. I mean, it's the best-selling tobacco in the country.
One of the oldest?
I don't know how old it is, actually, but I know it's been the best-selling tobacco in America for at least 50 years.
Right,
yeah,
right.
A really long time. Of course, now it's made by the Lane Company, which we know and love.
Oh,
and,
yes, absolutely. Course,
which is, you know, teamed up now with Scandinavian Tobacco Group and all this. And they really churn this stuff out. It's pretty amazing. But Captain Black Dark, this is their version of straight black Cavendish, okay? And so, you know, this is like, again, we're talking, you know, this is hamster scale tobacco. So, you know, we're talking, you know, if Lane BCA kind of, you know, stayed outside a couple of days and, you know, maybe picked up a few granules off the sidewalk or something. Then,
right.
You know, then it might be like kissing cousins with Captain Black Dark. Yeah, but the nice thing about Captain Black tobaccos, you know, whatever you want to say about them, they're almost always, you know, semi moist in the package.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're well processed.
Look of struggle on your face right now.
You know, they have, I mean, they're just, you know, they're always, they're consistent. They're very consistent tobaccos.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
And so
they're always there when you call.
They're always there when you call.
But they're
call.
Not always
That's
on
right.
time.
Well, and the great thing, too, about like something like Captain Black Dark is that this is a tobacco that it's just Black Cavendish, you know? And so, like, if you get home and all of a sudden you're like, oh, thank goodness, I just got back to my house where I've got my cellar, I've got my jars of tobacco, you can actually take this Cavendish and mix it in with something.
So that's the thing, right? It's
right.
There's an ingredient component to it still having, regardless
some purpose. Some usefulness, right. It still can be useful. So you get back to the house, and then you know you've got this tobacco, and it's and you can throw it in with maybe you know some cherry tobacco or one of your other favorite aromatics. So on the hamster scale, I give the Captain Black Dark a 2 hamsters out of 5.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So it's a you know decent over the counter tobacco. That I think could have some purpose, you know, once you get back to your cellar.
I mean, Captain Black, I mean, that it's going to hold an origin story place for a lot of
pipe smokers. You know, you start, that was, you know, where a lot of folks kind of get their start at.
That's you know, all things considered, 2 hamsters, that's not a bad place to start.
Yeah, 2 hamsters, it's not too bad. Yeah. A couple others that I'll mention, Paladin Black Cherry. This is certainly a dry tobacco, but it's very, you know, the ones I'm mentioning tonight, they're just very readily available. So you'll see these around Paladin. The Black Cherry is popular. This is certainly a dry tobacco. It's one of those that, you know, you can see physical sugar crystals like on the tobacco where the tobacco has been cased with the stuff.
Right.
You know, that and also Amphora tobacco. Amphora, their full blend has actually got it's a full aromatic is what they call it. But they're both, you know, these are both tobaccos that are, you know, heavily cased, but then heavily dried out. And so going to burn a little on the hotter blend, on the hotter end. You know, I'd probably give both of these tobaccos a 4 out of 5 hamsters.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a 4 out of 5 hamster. And then a great one, too. And I want to acknowledge them for this. This is something that, you know, you're stuck in the middle of nowhere and maybe the only thing in town is a drugstore, and if you're lucky, maybe that drugstore is Walgreens. And I want to give a shout out to Walgreens. Okay,
rare shout out to Walgreens.
So let's say you're an aromatic pipe smoker and you're stuck, you're in a pinch, and you can't find anything. That you ran out of your tobacco or whatever, so you go into a Walgreens, and Walgreens, they are one of the few national drugstore chains that still do tobacco-related products. CVS, of course, has gotten rid of all their stuff, I know there was a lot of pipe smokers even around Jackson when CVS was marking down all their corncob pipes and stuff like that. They would go rush there and get that. But anyway, Walgreens still has some, and I remember vividly when I was working at Walgreens in high school. You know, I'd wait. This is back, we've talked about it before, when the tobacco was out in the middle of the shop,
right?
It wasn't behind the counter. It was like, I mean, you know, you could see the cigars and pipe tobacco, it was on the same card as same thing as the greeting cards, you know, out there in the shop. So I'd wait till, you know, I didn't think my manager was looking, you know, and I'd just take, you know, that big bag of, you know, crummy Walgreens tobacco, and I just bury my nose in it, you know, just smell it. It just smelled so good, you know. And when I turned 18, I wanted some, and
right.
So I didn't wind up getting those big bags, but I wound up getting the Captain Black, like you mentioned. It's an origin place for a lot of folks. But
so that's the thing. I remember your origin story. It's always resonated with me. And so when I found myself in that place, that was the first thing I looked for was Captain Black.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting much, but I knew that it had come up on the show several times.
That's right.
This particular guest. Station, not of Walgreens quality
caliber. Right.
And so did not have Captain Black.
Well, and that's the thing. It, Captain Black can actually be harder to find than you might think. But one thing Walgreens will almost always have, which is nice, is this Blender's Gold pipe tobacco, and it comes in this generic biscuit can looking thing.
Yeah, I look at it and I think of like those cheese sticks. You know what I mean?
The little gift cheese stick type thing. Yeah, yeah. But you know, this is Blender's Gold. They come in a bunch of different flavors, and you know, these are generally found in huge bags at Walgreens, and I'm talking like, you know, you can get a 1 pound bag of this stuff for maybe $20 or something. I mean, it's just a really, really inexpensive buy. But they come in a variety of flavors. You know, the Burley and Black is really popular. This one I've got here on air tonight is the Golden Burley. But you know, this is tobacco that is decidedly aromatic, but you know, it's generally always relatively fresh. So
they call that Golden?
And Golden. Golden,
it's like the champagne of beers.
Yeah. Hey, now.
Hey, that's sacred cow.
That's a different conversation. Right. But you know, when you talk about inexpensive tobacco, and I'm going to be gracious and call it inexpensive tobacco. You know, the word golden, when used as an adjective for a tobacco, typically just means lots of sugar.
right.
Like, you mean, there's nothing golden about this. There is no Golden Burley that is, you know, lying in here in wait, making you feel really excited because it's some special type of leaf. This is a Golden Burley, which is just doused in sugar. But you know, the nice thing is it's kind of smooth. It's real soft in the can. And so I'm only going to give this a 3 hamster out of 5.
I thought you would have gotten that more hamsters, because you're right. I mean, like, you open this up, you feel like you're smelling a snow cone.
The great thing, though, about and again, this is the Blender's Gold. This is tobacco that you can use afterwards because it's such a fluffy.
In your hamster's case.
This only gets a 3 hamster out of 5. You might wind up a little bit in the hamster cage, you know, but
some of it.
Yeah, but you might get home and decide, you know, this might kind of make a little stronger blend, maybe out of one of my real soft cherry blends, or I might want to, you know, mix this with. You know, a really sugary, syrupy vanilla blend or something to dry it out some or something like that. And so this might be of use. So we're going to give the Blender's Gold a 3 out of 5 hamster rating.
All right, so I'm seeing a theme going on with, like, you know, it's there, it exists. If it's on the kind of 3 or lower score, it can still kind of facilitate seasoning of various blends.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Okay, so moving into the non-aromatic category. So you're a non-aromatic smoker. You're the guy that only smokes, you know, Cornell and Deal Cajun cake or something.
Right.
And you walk into, you know, the Piggly Wiggly looking for pipe tobacco. You're really just out of luck. Okay. Now we're going to present some options for you. But the thing about pipe tobacco on a over-the-counter scale, any hamster scale tobacco, are going to be heavily flavored, heavily cased with almost anything. The one that I might mention that I think does provide a good option, and it can be kind of hard to find, and when you do find it, you have to buy a bunch of it. But that tobacco is Granger. Granger is old-fashioned tobacco. It only comes in a huge 12-ounce can, like coffee-style tin.
Oh, wow.
And it's got a really cool little dog on the front of it. It looks like my dog, Penny. It kind of looks like her. It's this little pointer dog, and Granger is just a big can of tobacco, and it's just mostly burley. It just tastes like tobacco. There's not really a whole lot sweet going on. It's one of those that, you know, if you want something to smoke that's got a little vitamin N, you're not really worried about room note. It doesn't taste good, but it doesn't taste bad. You know, it just kind of, you know, it doesn't burn your tongue terribly bad. You know, it's pretty good tobacco. And so Granger's nice. It stays fresh for a really long time. It's made by the folks at Scandinavian Tobacco Group. If it's sweetened at all, it's just a semi-sweet tobacco.
Interesting.
So Granger is where I would give you your first option. This is a one hamster on
one
out of five hamsters.
It's barely even on the hamster.
It's barely on the hamster.
You know what I really like about this? Because I pulled up some imagery on it and just did kind of a Google search for Granger pipe tobacco. And yeah, they've got these classic like Granger jars. Like I guess today the coffee can is the preferential storage.
But, I mean, you're looking at almost like, what is that, like porcelain stuff?
Yeah, I was about to say,
tin, almost like the tins you get Christmas cookies in or something.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like something very, very special. They had some interesting classic marketing
again,
going on.
Again, this is a tobacco that, you know, as far as American tobaccos go, it's going to be probably up there in the you know, more storied ones that have just been around for a little while. So so Granger, I think, on the hamster scales, one hamster out of five. This is good. It's good tobacco. You can blend with it very readily. I've actually got a couple customers that do blend with it pretty regularly, and it's fun to use. So the only thing about Granger is when you buy it, you got to buy a bunch of it. It only comes as this big coffee can tin.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to think about. The second one I'll mention is our old and faithful servant, the Prince Albert pipe tobacco.
Ah, the Prince Albert.
Prince Albert. This again, everything you're going to find on the market over the counter is going to be flavored in some way. But Prince Albert's nice. I was actually smoking some tonight. Again, this is not. It doesn't taste good, but it doesn't taste bad. It's just tobacco.
So just one hamster?
Yeah. It's just this is a one hamster tobacco.
Okay. All
right. Yeah. Prince Albert. This is a one hamster tobacco. It comes in, of course, the trademark kind of red. Red box. Used to be a red can that we all know and find at antique stores and stuff like that. But you know, it's good tobacco. It comes with this exquisite soft luxury pouch.
Now that does look like a little coffee pouch.
It even says in a little Starburst thing, soft luxury pouch.
Ooh.
Inside. So you know you're getting something fancy. And of course this this is precious tobacco. This 1.5 ounce bag of tobacco cost me $2.79 at the local drugstore.
I hope you didn't break the bank on that one.
I may have to eat ramen tonight, but
you gotta do it.
But
although ramen's getting kind of expensive these
ramen's
days.
Ramen's getting kind of pricey. I don't know. Yeah, but but anyway, this little luxury pouch. It comes. It's very soft, and it's just got a nice little feel to it. But the Prince Albert, of course, you know, this is a tobacco that's been around a long time. It's incredibly available. I mean, you can almost go any thrift store, not thrift store, but, you know, dollar store type place or wherever and find it. Grocery stores have it a lot. You may have to, you know, go ask someone to pull it or dig around under the counter. But this is one of those that you can find pretty readily available. So,
and you know, Prince Albert, that's another one of those, kind of like Captain Black, it's a household name.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Also, not one that was available at my gas station that I was at.
Yeah, it's so strange,
in Nowheresville, Michigan.
Golly. So another one that you might find, of course, you know, this is going to be a little higher up on the hamster scale, is the Captain Black Gold.
All right.
Captain Black Gold, if you're a non-aromatic smoker, this is just kind of a mellow, you might make it, I don't know, it's probably like a Virginia Burley blend. There's probably not a lot of information about it, to be honest with you, but it is what I do know about it is it's the Captain Black that has the very least amount of flavoring. And so you know, Captain Black Gold, this is a tobacco that you know, you can again just kind of smoke. You're going to get a little more tongue bite with it probably than the Granger, you know, or even perhaps the Prince Albert, because it is probably sweetened a little more, but just, you know, something to keep in mind. And so that gets a two hamster out of five.
Two hamsters.
Rating. Yeah.
All right, for the Gold, Captain Black.
Now, if you're desperate, and I mean like, you know, doing things behind the gas station that you're not proud of, kind of desperate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which sometimes, if you're a pipe smoker and it gets to that point, you may have been out for a few days and you're even scrapping up like pine straw off the ground and trying to put it in your pipe.
Are you talking so desperate that you're tobacco that you brought went into the lake and yet you still tried to smoke it, kind of desperate?
I'm talking that kind of like Bo York last week in Grand Rapids, desperate.
Well, I wasn't in Grand Rapids because they've got some great pipe shops in Grand Rapids.
No, that's true.
Nowheresville, Michigan.
That's right.
Where there was a gas station that was the only thing walking distance.
Right.
And this was this gas station, like all of these fine hamster tobaccos that we've talked about.
Right.
Nowhere to be seen.
Right. Except.
Except.
For our friends at who won't be friends after this. Our good friends at Largo Pipe Tobacco.
Oh man!
So Largo, this is a tobacco company that you can Google them. That's a positive thing. They come in this really real Americana pouch. It's got this real exquisite aroma seal technology.
It is aroma seal technology. I will say this about the pouch.
It says Seal Light trademarked.
Oh.
The resealable Seal Light pouch.
They trademarked
the pouch
that.
Actually has a zipper in it.
And they're very proud
it's
of that
got a little, it's got a little Ziploc thing.
It's got a Ziploc thing. I will say it does kind of remind me of some tobacco that I actually purchased in Italy. Almost all of the tobacco products are actually very much
And you know it's good because you bought it in Italy, right?
Hey, that's where the briar comes from, okay?
Well, the tobacco comes from here, okay? So our good friends at Largo, it's like they took every kind of outdoor motif they could find,
right.
And they threw it onto this, cut up coffee bag thing, and so this is the red label. It's the regular label.
Mm-hmm,
you can buy a pound, literally a pound of this stuff for a nickel.
The red one
online.
The red one is the regular.
The red one is the regular one.
Right. And it says
you know that because it says regular at the top.
Yep.
But you can literally buy a pound of this stuff for a nickel online. They've got like I said with the outdoor motif, we have a duck. We have several
surrounded by antlers.
We have by deer antlers, very large, kind of cradling the word regular. We've got geese
struggling to hold it up.
Geese overflying a log cabin, which maybe looks like it's amongst some pines or maybe some aspen trees. And then of course there's a mountain in the background. So you just got if you're an outdoors,
there's a mountain underneath the cabin.
Underneath the cabin.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Look, we really shouldn't bash too heavily.
They worked hard. Some graphic designer, he fed his family for a week or two on this.
Look,
so that's great. On the back of it says Largo Pipe Tobacco was born in the great outdoors. Whether you're fishing, hunting, or just sitting around enjoying nice warm campfire, you'll savor a smooth smoke our blenders made for your enjoyment. And by the way, Largo is coming your way at a price we know you're gonna like too.
Hamster scale.
Yeah. This pouch of tobacco, you open it in the seal tight pouch. It is literally the driest tobacco I have ever ever opened. And I look, say what you want to about me, about the Country Squire, about the show. At least you got to say, I do this every day. I'm pretty familiar with tobacco.
You've had some experience.
I've been around the block a few times. I've seen a lot of stuff come through the shop. I've seen a lot of different tobaccos. This is like pencil shaving.
Woo!
Okay, so like it is really something.
No, you can go there, man.
Yeah.
Look, this is all they have. Why am I? I don't even want to smell
You don't
it.
Want to smell it?
No. I got my. I've
like,
got my
someone
fill.
Someone get the Epsom salts, right.
I got my fill when I was there because I looked all throughout this gas station. I even put on Twitter right beforehand, like, hey, everybody, I'm at a gas station and I need some advice on what to get. All of these names came through, many of which we've discussed tonight. Nobody once ever mentioned Largo, and yet that was all they had. They had big ones, small ones, medium ones. And so finally I pick up a pouch because I'm looking at this thing because I'm like, I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
I am a co-host of like
the number one pipe smoking podcast in the world.
Yes. And I have never heard of it. And look, y'all know me. I forget things all the time. So,
fact.
But at the same time, I'm like, I feel like I would at least have some recollection of this coming up.
So this tobacco, okay, let's talk a little bit more about it before we grade it. It has the redeeming characteristics are here, right? So typically, if you find yourself in the middle of Nowheresville, Michigan, United States, wherever you are, if you're in Nowheresville, there's a good chance you may run up into some other troubles. You might need a kindling for a fire starter. You may need something kind of soft to put under your sleeping bag that night as you camp, right?
I feel like this would be a little too hard for that.
Yeah, I mean, you may, I don't know. Maybe your pillow doesn't have enough down feathers in it, and you need to stuff it with something else. That's there are things we can use this for, but certainly the Largo pipe tobacco merits a 5 out of 5 hamster on the hamster scale.
I will have to concur that is the case. I tried because I got it out there. They got me with the marketing, man. I'm like, all right, well, you know, this maybe, even though I've never heard of this before, this might not be just the worst thing in the world. You know, like you said, they've got the duck and the thing. They don't have any fish on here. Maybe that should have been my talent.
I think that's the tip-off, yeah.
But regardless...
Well, it tastes like fish, so that's good.
It tastes like... Well, anyway. The thing is, I loaded up my pipe. I got back out in the water. I puffed it for as long as I possibly could. Did not finish the bowl because I was like... Yeah. I'm not doing this. And I threw the rest of it away because I was like, I just cannot do it.
No, you typically buy pipe tobacco to enjoy. So anyway, if you're out and you are a non-aromatic pipe smoker and you need something that can help in an emergency situation where it's cold and you're looking for something combustible, this is the pipe tobacco for you.
5 hamsters.
Yeah, it gets a solid 5 hamsters.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and I stand by that.
Great tobacco when you need to start a fire or take care of some business.
That's right.
Hamsters.
Very absorbent.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well then, we're gonna get some feedback on this one.
I think the good folks at Largo Pipe Tobacco Company will be thrilled.
Yeah, they probably won't be that thrilled about it. But hey, guys, you got your customer base, and
no, that's right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
That's right.
And you know, here's the thing: I'm not necessarily thinking about the emails we'll get from Largo, although that will probably come back to bite us in some form or fashion. But no, I'm thinking about every tobacco. I say this about movies as well. Every single movie that has ever been made is somebody's favorite movie. Every single tobacco that's out there is probably somebody's favorite tobacco.
That's exactly right.
I got to tell you, I am sure there have to be some Largo fans out there, and if you enjoy it and you want to put us in your place, by all means, send those emails.
Actually, we want to hear from you.
We really do.
If you are a Largo tobacco smoker, I want to hear from you. I want and will honor and welcome your critique and pushback. And would love to know what kind of things you do with this pipe tobacco.
to an extent.
I mean, we got limits, right? I mean, this is a family-friendly show.
All right, so here's the beautiful thing, man. Yeah, I was stuck out there, and yeah, I had to partake in tobacco that is honestly just beneath my... I didn't even think I was a snob until I had Largo. but you know, regardless, it was something I'd never smoked before. And could you imagine having smoked this in one of, in a briar pipe that I had seasoned with some amazing quality white rose?
I almost put it in this Costello tonight.
Oh.
I almost did.
Oh.
I almost did.
Tragedy.
But, you know, I didn't. I didn't. Tragedy averted.
Well, here's the thing. Because I was enjoying my pipe in the beautiful waters of Michigan, and because I was out there, you know, we've talked about it before, but when you're out there and enjoying your pipe in treacherous potential situations, and not just the water, of course, I'm talking about tobaccos that you don't know if they're good or not, you need a pipe that's going to be a good, clean, quality smoke, just so you can make sure that you can smoke no matter what you want in it. You can put some Largo in your pipe, clean it out, baby, you are good to go back to your white rose.
That's right.
And that's with a quality pipe from Missouri Meerschaum.
That's exactly right. Tonight we're talking, of course, about the Missouri Meerschaum Little Devil.
Look at that little devil.
And this is the Acorn.
Yeah.
It's one of the better-selling pipes from Missouri Meerschaum we've got now at the Squire. It's one of their newer shapes. It's a short pipe. Traditional acorn style bowl, roundish bowl with a nice pointed bottom on there. Just has a real nice feel in your hand. Short shank and short stem, kind of that Lavat style. You know, little straight with the kind of tapered stem on there. Real handy pocket pipe, but a pocket pipe with a generous bowl. So this is great for smoking tobaccos again that you've never smoked before. Missouri Meerschaum pipes are just historically and world renowned for being so incredibly inexpensive and accessible to the everyman, and we're proud to support them, and we would love to know if you have ever smoked Largo in your Missouri Meerschaum pipe.
We hope that you haven't done that, but we do hope that you are enjoying a good quality Missouri Meerschaum pipe. And hey, if you are smoking a Missouri Meerschaum pipe, be sure to smoke it this week. Take a picture of it, selfie. If you actually have one of these little devils, would especially love to see those this week. Tweet those into us. We'll retweet them out. It's a great way to let the folks know at Missouri Meerschaum you appreciate them for supporting this show.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pipe question of the week.
Pipe question of the week this week comes in from Brian G, who asks, hello, hi. As a third generation smoker, I'm a big fan of Country Squire, of the Country Squire and all that you do. I was looking for some guidance on making some homemade Black Cavendish. He says, I ordered about half a pound of Burley, half a pound of sweet flue cured Virginia, half a pound of smooth flue cured Virginia. Does anyone apart from Country Squire know anything about a good process for making the Cavendish, the Black Cavendish, and have any recommendations on reading this material on the subject? Thank you. Again, this is from Brian G.
Man, Brian, great question. This is something a lot of the folks that enjoy pipe tobaccos that want to start experimenting by themselves at home maybe don't have the luxury of a you know, tobacco shop. I mean, that's the beauty of what I get to do. I get to come up here and get paid to monkey with all this stuff all day. It's pretty amazing. But and I don't have a real job. But but you know, the thing is, you know, if you want to do it at home, you kind of have to go all in and you know, figure out resources. Okay, where am I going to buy this stuff? Is it appropriate for this or this? How do I flavor it or store it or keep it or whatever? So it can get kind of complicated if you're trying to do something making Cavendish at home. Cavendish, of course, you know, what makes Cavendish special, as we've talked about before, Cavendish is not a type. It's not a, you know, that's not the name of the plant or the variety of the tobacco. Cavendish is the process it goes, the tobacco goes through. Typically, as you said, Virginias and Burleys, which make the tobacco, you know, the Cavendish is a steaming, typically pressing process that gives the tobacco a nice soft, fermented, natural sugar flavor to it, which is really pleasing and is incredibly versatile. So Cavendish is everywhere. It's all over the map, and a lot of folks love to start there when they're trying to make their own stuff at home and just, you know, figuring out different tobaccos to home cook and home experiment with. So all that to say, this can be a little tricky to do. Now, it looks like you've ordered a quarter pound of Burley, of your flue cured Virginia, and then a sugar flue, a sweet flue cured Virginia. A few things. Most people that start making Cavendish at home, they actually will use whole leaf tobacco. And so that might be one thing. I don't know if the tobacco, Brian, you ordered was whole leaf or not. But typically, folks that do Cavendish will start with whole leaf tobacco. They'll get, just kind of like you did, a variety of Burleys and Virginias. You tend to see more Burley, it seems like. But that whole leaf tobacco, again, you're going to take the stems and tears out of the tobacco. You want to get the largest pieces that you can. And what a lot of folks do, they'll air cure it for a little bit just to make sure it's real dry. And then they'll get a pot of water boiling really, really rapid boil, big as big of a pot as you can get. And then you take a lot of folks. This is, I'm just giving you one option, right? So you know, there's a lot of different options here than people have done. You can read about this, you know, just on and on and on the internet. But one option for you is, and what our, my friend actually John Michael, who lives in Papua New Guinea, he's a missionary there, and he's made his own Cavendish out there in the woods. He actually took a pot and then had like a colander that he put over that, so like a strainer that he put over that. And typically you want to do it metal, probably, just, you know, because it's going to go through a lot of heat. Put your tobacco leaves in there, and you're going to boil that water underneath this tobacco for literally hours and hours. I mean, it's going to take quite a long time. I'm talking like, you know, 5 to 8 hours.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Yeah, so I don't know, you know, in the South, a lot of us like enjoy boiled peanuts. Bo, are you a boiled peanut?
Yeah, the right kind, you know, it depends on the boiled peanut.
It's got to be the boiled peanut. I mean, you know, is it salted right? Are they seasoned right? Whatever.
Exactly.
Are they big enough?
All those the rind. The rind. What's the grime? What do you call it? The salted water. Yes.
Brine.
That's it. You got the brine right.
But the, you know, when you're boiling peanuts, you're constantly throughout the day while you're boiling these peanuts having to re-add water to the thing because you're boiling so much water for so long that the water's constantly evaporating from this deal. So when you're steaming tobacco at home, this is going to take a similar thing. So you're going to have to regularly go back to the pot, add more water to the pot, get it steamed back up, you know, so you can continue to boil it for that long. So you'll watch it change color as you're boiling this you know, tobacco. You're boiling the leaves over. You're boiling the water as you're steaming the tobacco. You'll watch it change color. There, I got it out. And so as it's going, it'll start to get darker and darker. And you may do this a few times and kind of figure out a nice medium of where you like the color to be. Once it's gotten to the appropriate darkness that you like, you'll dry it out. Some people put it on a clothesline. Some people even put it on like a hanger. You know, maybe pat it down a little bit with you know, paper towels or something. And then typically you'll put it under pressure. And so you know, this is not just pressure like you put it in a book. You're going to want to, you know, set it under, you know, something at home that's going to put it under a good bit of pressure. So I don't know, maybe gosh, you know, if you have any kind of little press mechanism you can make, maybe use some C-clamps or something, or, you know, rig you up something that can put some pressure on it. Leave it there for a couple of days, and then shred it up and enjoy it. So that's kind of, you know, just a homemade, you know, 30,000-foot view, you know, way to do it, mom-and-pop kind of thing. Another thing, too, most Cavendish you have to keep in mind, you know, when you buy it, at a tobacconist, you know, a straight black Cavendish, even something like a, let's say, a Lane's BCA, for instance, these are tobaccos that have been, you know, had some type of antifungal thing put on them. It's a food grade antifungal. But what that does is it keeps the tobacco from molding. And so when you make this kind of tobacco at home, you're going to want to smoke it quick. You're going to want to smoke this quick because it's going to start molding before too long. So you just, you know, and you can monkey with ways to try to figure out how to keep them fresh and that type of thing. But anyway, just one very, you know, kind of easy, rudimentary, rough around the edges way to try to, you know, make your own Cavendish at home. Just boil a bunch of water, steam that tobacco for several hours, and then put it under some pressure. But again, typically people do start with the whole leaf, though. So you could try it with the already cut leaf and see what happens. Why not?
All right.
Yeah.
I feel like we just got cooking with John David.
I know, right? I don't even have my apron on tonight.
That's really good. Well, thanks so much for the question, Brian G. And hey, if you've got a pipe question of the week for us, you can send it in. That's show@countrysquireradio.com.
Quick fire with the Squire.
Quick fire question! There we go. All right, so these come in from an active user over at the forums from thispipelife.com, Ghost of Pompeii. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
Mini marshmallows in hot chocolate or marshmallow fluff?
What is marshmallow fluff?
You don't know about marshmallow fluff?
No, what is that?
All right, so it's like, you know how you got the outside of the marshmallow and the inside of the marshmallow?
Right.
All right, so it's just the inside of the marshmallow.
Wait, do you buy that?
You can buy it. It's
it like, comes in like a whipped can,
like
or
a frosting container type situation.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess because I'm not familiar, I am going to go with the mini marshmallow and hot chocolate because I like that. But I'm open to you know, experimenting.
Marshmallow fluff is disgusting. You got to go with the mini marshmallows all the way. Got to go with the classic. Frog legs or chicken wings?
Chicken wings.
Look, we're in the South. We know a little something about chicken wings down here.
We also know a little something about frog legs.
Have you had frog legs?
I've never had a frog leg. I need to admit that on air with all my good friends out there. I'm from the dirty South. I've lived here my whole life. I've never had a frog leg. I don't know what a frog leg tastes like. I have no idea. So I'm going to go with a chicken wing. Is it as bad as marshmallow fluff?
So
I don't know.
I have also never had one. I
hear it tastes like chicken.
Well, that would make some sense.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. I was very much influenced by the Muppet movie. The original Muppet movie, where Doc Hopper was after Kermit the Frog so that he could add his legs to his... he wanted Kermit the Frog as the sponsor of his frog legs company. And so...
there were probably some therapy sessions done over that.
Man, there's some scary stuff going on.
Yeah.
When Animal takes the potion and turns into this giant thing, I remember, this is kind of intense for me as a child.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe when they come out with the cartoon chicken that we all grow up with, then that'll be... We'll think differently.
Total reverse. If it was Big Bird being chased by, you know, Popeyes, then that'd be a whole different
situation. Exactly right.
All right. And then finally, The Walking Dead or Z Nation?
I don't know what Z Nation is, but I do like The Walking Dead.
Oh, well, there you go.
So I picked all the things because I didn't know what the other things were.
I feel like that was the theme this week, right?
Yeah, I know, right? So, I'll have to go with The Walking Dead.
I am not as familiar with Z Nation at all, but I will say that for me personally, when it comes to the dead men walking, right now I'm all about Game of Thrones. White Walker's right there. I'm gonna add Game of Thrones into the mix.
There it is.
They even made a reference on an episode a couple weeks back when one of the characters who did not believe that there were the army of the dead, he was like, these walking dead men. Like, it's kind of a wink, wink, nudge, nudge to these two like powerhouse television shows.
That's good. Yeah, I like that.
That's good. But anyway, yep, there you go. All right, thanks so much, Ghost of Pompeii. Again, he is over at thispipelife.com, where you should be as well. It's an amazing online community. They've got some great forums, some great pictures. And here's the wonderful thing. When you sign up at thispipelife.com and use the code CSR, it's absolutely free to do. Now, all fairness, it's free one way or the other, but do it. Head over to thispipelife.com, use the code CSR. It's a great way to let them know you appreciate them for sponsoring this show.
Your thoughts, your comments, listener feedback.
I'm just disgusted as we get into listener feedback because our friend Gene Boker, he just sent in a gif of these frog legs, and they're separated on the plate. They're ready to be grilled or whatever you do to frog legs, and they're just wriggling.
Why are they moving?
They're wriggling.
Things I did not need to see.
I have no words. Mm. Yeah.
That's Kermit, or maybe his nephew. Listen to feedback.
That's right.
This week comes in from, Mark VV.
Oh, dude, look at this.
All right, now Mark VV, now he actually did come up for the Mississippi meetup, right?
Mark did, he did. He drove all the way from Kenner, Louisiana, right outside of New Orleans to come hang out and, stay at the house this weekend, hung out with me, brought his family, and we had a great time.
All right, so he sent this one in a while back during our 200th episode, and I've had it in the wings for a while. But what did Mark VV send us?
Oh, that's great. He said, "Bo and John David, been a while since I've written in. Figured it was about time. I think you guys already known about my fervent passion for CSR and pipe smoking in general.
Accurate.
Yes. But first, let me just take a moment to congratulate you guys on how far the show has come. 200 and something episodes. Woo. And how successful the CSR Pipe Club has been. You guys deserve all the accolades. Secondly, man, this is really gracious. I always have trouble reading some of this because I'm like, you know, it's just...
That's why I make you read
it's
them.
Really, you don't want to read. It's really incredibly honoring. He says, secondly, the pipe shop pet peeves episode is easily my all-time favorite, and I'm glad to hear it'll be a returning topic in the future. As someone who works in retail banking, I can wholly commiserate with the woes of dealing with less than savory. It is always good to let off some steam. Lastly, I just wanted to verbalize my complete rejection of a pipe tobacco and barbecue pairing, not only for John David's sanity, but also because it wouldn't want to see any poodles or actual brisket harmed in the making of that episode." Barbecue poodles, this would not be a good thing.
Mark VV, come on, man.
Bo just looking at disdain at the camera. Given Bo's obvious disregard for the lives of our curly, furry friends, and lest we forget, he puts his absolute disdain for my Lancaster and White Rose pairing ahead of Isley's safety from my car.
I think he's threatening my dog.
Just threatened your dog. Yeah.
This really took a left turn. This email is
so dark. work, man. I know. I think staying away from all things barbecue, honey, and poodles would serve the CSR community well. Let's keep the tobacco separate. On a more serious note, best wishes, and I hope you guys hope to see you guys again real soon. And that's from our really good friend, great friend Mark VV.
I'm sorry that I missed him when he came up. I was gonna say how
would
sorry
you barbecue
I was.
A poodle?
Well, now I might
with a if you had a boodle.
If Mark VV has a poodle, I'm just kidding. Don't threaten my dog, Mark.
He threatened your dog. But
Some things you don't do.
Well, but, I mean, they're you know, now we have reasons to not more reasons to not have a barbecue and tobacco pairing.
Yeah.
I just don't know why we would pair these things. Anyway,
no comment. I will say this: Mark VV is famous for being the online John David Cole cosplayer with his John David Cole costume. He has now, as I understand, has acquired a Beard Corps baseball T-shirt and some sort of cap.
Fantastic.
Although it is not my brand cap. So you know, I know he's working on his
he's getting his bow stuff down.
He's getting the garb,
which I appreciate. Yeah. Some other feedback from our live audience. We've got Chase Abels. He says Largo is an insult to hamsters everywhere. a nice meme for Bo that says on a scale of 1 to 5 hamsters, baby, you a 5. Bo York at thispipewife.com. That's from Mark VV. We've got just a lot of folks. Our friend Chase, again, he says, I hate me some Largo. That stuff is garbage. Lots of great hamster tweets. I'd like to mention also, if I can find it quickly here, Portland Paul says it's tomorrow is his 19th anniversary.
Hey!
And so we'd like to wish Portland Paul and his wife a happy anniversary.
Yeah, cheers to you guys. Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Really, really great. Congrats. Yep.
Very good.
Don't smoke Largo or preferably do anything with hamsters or poodles.
Yeah, or barbecue, apparently.
Or barbecued poodles. But perhaps frog legs.
Look, we really appreciate everybody tuning in live and having some fun with us, man. We always enjoy doing that. And hey, if you want to be part of the live show, you can, of course, join us on Monday nights at CountrySquireRadio.com. You can tune in at 8:30 p.m. Central Time. That's 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. Again, that's CountrySquireRadio.com. You can also keep up with us throughout the week. You can follow me. I'm at The Real Bo York.
I'm at John David Cole. Or you can get us at the shop at @_CountrySquire.
And, of course, all that information and more can be found at CountrySquireRadio.com. Well,
dude, I had fun tonight.
Oh, I did too.
I know. I'm glad we rolled out the hamster scale.
The over the counter
proprietary Country Squire Radio rating system.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little nervous about putting this one out. I just have a little. I know that it's gonna rub somebody the wrong way.
I want to hear from a Largo smoker.
All right,
that's the goal. If we can hear from a Largo smoker, I think we will have accomplished something.
I feel like this is like with the soapbox episode, we kind of kicked off a new series. This one, you know, obviously it'll have a name before it goes out there, but we're beginning a new series that's kind of a cousin to that one, where I kind of feel like we're just kind of dancing on the line here a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
We'll show our cards a little bit, but you know.
Well, one way or the other, it's all coming up a place of pure disgust.
That's so. Exactly. Just own it, baby. Just own it.
All right, man. Well, hey, let's go have a night.
I'll see you, brother.
You've been listening to Country Squire Radio, a member of the Podastery Network. For more information on this and other shows, please visit podastery.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.